Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted that you're here. Thank you for hanging with us 2 weeks ago with when we needed to do a rerun, which was Merlin, which was wonderful. Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is entirely gone. There's no filter, and whoever's coming through will give straight answers to your questions. And that's really, really exciting. We love having this opportunity and this blessing to get straight answers about stuff. So here we go.
Hello, dear one.
Welcome.
This is Dual Cool.
Dual Cool, thank you so much for being here. We're very grateful. Can you share with us why it's you tonight or what message you have for our callers and listeners?
Well, it's me because I am a teacher of teachers.
Yes.
And my request to everybody listening is that when stressful things occur in your life, that you not let them take away your peace. I challenge you to keep your peace no matter what is going on. That's my message, dear.
Okay. That is a lovely message and so important because the world seems to be crazy right now. And so a lot of cleansing, a lot of exposure, a lot of weird stuff. And Merlin has been really clear with us about staying calm, centered, and grounded. And that is peace, too. So we're very grateful for you to be here. Thank you so much. Okay, Brett, welcome. If you could limit yourself to 3 minutes, that would be awesome.
Hello, dear one. Brett?
That's yes. Yes, okay.
And, I can barely hear you.
It's hard to hear you, too. Did you have a life on Earth?
I did, as a Tibetan monk.
And did you pass... when you died, did you pass to what is termed the spirit world or heaven?
I ascended.
You ascended, so you didn't just die, you ascended.
Correct.
And you ascended to the fifth dimension?
Indeed.
Okay. But actually, I called because... my giant 100-pound dog died today, and I'm curious if he took on any of my illnesses. I've heard that dogs and pets, cats, will take on your illness, so I'm curious if this dog... my beloved Thor, a giant Great Pyrenees, 110 pounds. I'm curious if he took on any of my illnesses.
Only 98% of them.
He died of liver problems and jaundice and Bella Ruby. Did he absorb some of my liver problems?
He did. He took them on for you. He took them on for you.
And it for him it turned into cancer. So he absorbed that as well?
Yes.
Okay, and then I do have a question or two about the spirit world. So in the spirit world, when we die, we go into the first sphere, the second sphere, and what spheres are people going into? I'm curious what levels we go into when we go into the spirit world.
When you transition, as they call it,
yes,
you go to the fifth dimension.
Okay, well, that's where I would like to go. And I've been doing much breath work to go into the fifth dimension now, and I've been doing a lot of breathing work. So is there any breathing work? Can you give me some words or a mantra that I can do right now so that I love doing breathing work? And with words, some words that will help me go into the fifth dimension?
I will give you a process that I recommend to you since you asked.
Yes, please.
And that is to place your attention at the tip of your nose and pay attention to only one thing. Is the breath going in or is the breath going out? I think you will find this serves you extremely well.
And so go back and forth, in and out.
No, just pay attention to what the breath is doing. You're not, all you're doing is being the observer.
Oh, wonderful. I love the observer. Okay. Okay, and any final statements or any last message for me before I hang up?
That which you seek is such a gossamer width away from you that you can have it at any time.
Okay, so I'm all set. And do you like the breathing exercises that I'm doing? Breathing in 1, 2, 3, and all the way up to 1 to 10?
Those are good. I like mine better.
So do both?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Thank you, Brett. I'm so sorry about your dog, but you know, he or she served you well. That is beautiful. Thank you for calling. Okay, some questions to try to put some perspective on what's going on in the world, which is pretty funny, right? Yes, okay. It's my understanding that the entire Syrian attack that has been reported over and over and over again was a false flag, meaning it didn't happen, and the staging area was found where they photographed stuff. Is this true?
It is true that there was no attack, that it was totally manufactured, if you will, made up, shall we say,
yeah,
to create fear, which is what the cabal feeds off of. Just, you know, another one of those.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's exactly what seems to be coming out more and more in the news now, that they can't hide it much. They're not successful at hiding this any longer, pretty much. Right.
It's not that they're not successful at hiding it. It's that they're not successful at pulling the wool over people's eyes.
Good. Big, good step. Yes.
A much better thing happening than the other.
True. All right. Very good. Okay. The people that we've been relying on pretty much for the best news are Jordan Sather, Isaac Green, and sometimes Colonel Roy Potter, and Robert David Steele, who has a new book out that's supposed to be dynamite. Would you put those as the best sources? Generally, not at least 100%, but the best sources as opposed to 100 others that are saying, oh, I'm telling the truth and so forth, but don't have the information right?
I would.
Okay.
You are correct.
Okay. All right. At least at this time.
Correct.
Okay. What about the Q stuff? Is this honest Q, or is this an imposter now? Kalila has put out quite a few days of the Q posts, or QAnon, I guess it's going by now. How honest is this?
This is just a proliferation, if you will, of information coming from the same source that it was coming from before with just Q.
Okay, so this is relatively reliable. Yes, relatively reliable. Okay, very good. Okay, good. Okay, I recently learned that a lot of us who've been in favor of the Mexican and Central American influx into the U.S., not being good, the illegal aliens, many of whom are fine people, but many of whom are create problems and get deported and come back and back to blah, 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 blah. That my awareness is that that was pretty much the problem. It's recently come to my attention that the real problem is the human trafficking and the sex slavery and the stealing of organs from those people who, from those countries supposedly, in some people's view, don't count. And the selling of those, that's a worse problem than the actual illegal immigration. Can you address that?
Well, it's kind of like comparing the slapping of the wrist with decapitation.
Okay, so the illegals would be the slapping of the wrist?
Yes.
And the decapitation would be the really big issue, why the wall is really being built.
Yes.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. And Governor Brown, Governor Moonbeam, we call him sometimes, was forced to, I guess by Trump, to put 4,000 guard troops to help with the wall, even though Brown himself is not in favor of it, from what I understand. This is so.
Your president wins again.
Oh, I love it. So he knows, Trump knows exactly when to play hardball, when to play softball, and how to
And when to dance.
And when to dance, okay. So he put it to Brown in a way that Brown could not refuse, right?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Very good. How are we doing on the arrests domestically and worldwide of the nasties?
Very well.
Okay. Is it well over 20,000 now? Has it gone higher? I know it's headed higher.
It's gone higher.
Okay. So it's more than 20,000 now.
Yes.
Okay. What about globally? Is that global or domestic?
Domestic.
Okay. What about global arrests?
Multiply that by about
five. So that's 100,000 globally. and countries are just making space to put them somewhere. Prisons, jails, whatever they've got, huh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. How about the sealed indictments? How are those coming along?
They're doing extremely well at getting them done.
Okay.
And they are serving them as they go along.
Oh, so there are some people. So some of the rest have been served their sealed indictments?
Yes.
And some that have not been arrested have been served their sealed indictments to put them on notice? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a mixture. Each person is being handled appropriately according to their level of nastiness and what they've done, yes?
That's one way to put it, yes.
Okay. Well, I think a tremendous amount of care has to be taken and is being taken with these sealed indictments in order to do them right, do them thoroughly,
yes,
and apply to each individual appropriately according to what they've done. Okay, good. Okay, there was a report that Mueller is about to indict Hillary Clinton. However, Hillary Clinton is dead. And so where is Mueller's a mixed bag? Is he really doing the plan with Trump that has been reported that doesn't look like he's doing a good job? What's the game there?
Let's say that Mr. Trump has made it clear that the bad guys aren't the only ones who can be deceptive.
Oh, yes. All right. Okay, that would make sense. Okay. So, actually, one of the news reporters being interviewed on Fox, I believe, did goof and let out that Hillary is dead. Just slipped it out like, well, the sky's blue, you know, just a simple little fact. Was that done on purpose or did he slip up?
On purpose, my dear.
On purpose. So starting to leak a little bit here and there, okay?
Correct.
So will they actually indict the double or will they find a way around all that mess, because she is dead.
Still being determined.
Ah, okay. Okay. And the good double is Teresa Barnwell, is she not?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. I understand that Judicial Watch is doing quite a good job with FOIA requests and creating paperwork. Not only to get the request, but then to get the information they need in order to figure out who's who in the zoo and who needs sealed indictments and all of that. Is that true?
That is so. They are.
Okay. They're doing a great job? Okay. All right. That is good. Okay. It appears that Trump is able to charm world leaders and turn enemies into friends, or at least turn them enough so that there isn't as much opposition, or forces their opposition underground if they are true cabal. Can you speak to his capabilities?
He learned to dance extremely well.
That's a good way of putting it, okay?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. All right. So Macron, who's a dyed-in-the-wool cabal person, did he turn him at all, or did he make it clear what's going to happen to Macron, to his face?
Yes, he was quite blunt.
Okay. Did Macron understand that he is on a very short leash?
Yes.
So to speak?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Is he going to try to wiggle out of that? Or is he going, okay, I've been found out?
He's trying to negotiate his way out of it.
negotiate his way. Okay. All right. What about...
Now ask me if he will be successful.
Will he be successful?
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Okay. So let him try. That's it, right? Okay, nothing wrong with trying. Okay, what about the potential for a French Civil War? There's a report that a lot of weapons have been given to people within France who have the capability of fomenting a civil war. And, of course, they have a lot of the immigrant or the refugees that are not on the up and up. What's going on in France?
War is not going to be permitted by the White Hats or whatever you
okay.
want to call them.
So there may be an effort towards civil war, but it's not going to happen.
Okay. No more.
No more. No more. So even war on that small a playing field, we know there's no war in a big playing field.
There's not going to be any playing field.
All right. All right. What's the status with Bibi, the head of Israel?
I think the phrase would be sad and resigned.
He knows he's toast?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay, it's just a matter of time. Yeah. Now, it's my understanding that Merkel will be with the Trumps next week. So she's next on the list for Trump to kind of read the riot act, so to speak, in a nice way, maybe.
You mean, baby, sit down. This is how it is.
Works. All right. So she's next on the list. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is she truly Hitler's granddaughter? Or daughter? Is it daughter or granddaughter? Granddaughter, is it?
Granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
Yes.
Yes. She truly is. I think that's been out for a long time. Now, what about Abe from Japan? He and his wife were with the Trumps recently. What was the result of that visit?
That was quite a successful visit. Many things were negotiated to make a surrender of that regime easier.
Good. So that's coming. They've finally gotten a handle on the cabal in Japan.
Yes.
And going to be taken care of and go as smoothly as possible with the least destruction to Japan or its people. All right. So.
Yes.
Yes. Are there good people waiting in the wings to take over in Japan?
Yes.
Okay. So that's great. Okay. Barbara Bush's funeral. It's reported that she was the head Satanist. Hillary was next, but Hillary's been gone for a long time. But there were pictures, obviously photoshopped, of Barbara Bush at her own funeral with Nancy Reagan, who's been gone a long time, and the Clintons, both of whom are gone, and that there were only 1,500 people there or so for an ex-First Lady. Can you comment on Barbara Bush's funeral?
Well, it's rather too bad, because although she was playing for the wrong team, shall we say.
Yes.
She was an important figure.
Was she at heart a good person and got caught up into stuff?
No.
No.
Just, that's who she was.
Okay.
But she was a real influence in the world. And to be ignored like that does not speak well of people.
Okay, so you're implying that she tried to be a good influence? But that's not correct.
That's not
that's
what
correct.
I'm saying.
No.
I'm saying she was an influence.
Okay.
She was significant in the world.
Yes.
And for her death to be snubbed, if you will, doesn't speak well of humanity.
Even though she was playing for the wrong team?
Even though.
Okay, so then are you speaking of a matter of respect for the office of First Lady?
Yes.
Okay. Did she do anything positive while she was First Lady?
There were positive things that she did, yes.
A few things like a bit of charity here and there and
right.
a few other things.
Right.
But her heart was always on the wrong side, so to speak. Okay. Well, what about, because it'll be a long time before the Obamas are handled, maybe or maybe not. Michelle Obama was First Lady for 8 years. What's going to be the situation with her? Or she just was a total imposter, so to speak?
Not quite sure what the question is, but let me say this.
Okay.
Your long time might be shorter than you think.
Yeah, they're going to be history pretty shortly, are they not, both of them?
Correct.
Yes. Okay, so it's a completely different situation from Barbara Bush.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Kanye West, the rapper, has come out loving Trump. He says they are both dragon energy. Is that something he just believes, or is it true?
It's true.
It's true? Okay. Well, that's kind of exciting. So Trump's dragon energy. And
yes.
I understand I'm dragon energy.
Yes.
Yes. And Kanye West is dragon energy. That's pretty nifty. Okay. And his coming out has caused a number of people of various minority, what we would call minority types, blacks and gays and others, maybe those of Asian descent, whatever, but a number of Hollywood people have now had the courage to say, you don't have to be a Democrat. You can appreciate Trump. There's a whole list of people that I don't remember. But this is a really good move, is it not?
Yes, and one that your president predicted.
Yes, he's really talking to everybody. He wants all of America to be great again, and he's totally sincere about that.
Yes.
Yes, yes. So there's no more bunch of elitists running the show. They're all getting cleaned out. And it's really a fair level. He used the word playing field, but he meant that globally in his inaugural address about the financial balance in the, globally. But it also applies to all the minorities and the melting pot that we have here in America, that this should be for everybody. And he's really for that, is he not?
He really is.
Yeah, totally genuine. Okay. I read that there's a court that is going to release Jeffrey Epstein's VIP list of pedophiles. And is this true that this court is going to force the list to be made public?
Yes.
Yes. And there's going to be a lot of really big names on that list. So will the average American like myself have an opportunity to actually read that list? Is it going to be released really publicly?
Most likely.
Most likely.
Most likely.
And if people like Isaac Green or Jordan Sather, if they can get their hands on the list, or Robert David Steele, man, it's public, right?
Indeed.
Right. And it's a pretty long list, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, pretty long list. Oh, my God. This is so good that that's going to happen. Okay, Cindy, welcome.
This is Cindy.
Hi, dear one.
Hi. I'd like to add on to Mary's question. Can you give a ballpark estimate of when this list will be released publicly? Are we looking at a week, 2 weeks, three or four days?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. So, Mary, are you ready for my questions?
Sure. Shoot, Cindy.
Okay. I listened on the way home. Matthew Mellon, he was an heir to a banking fortune, and his families are one of the people that is on the Federal Reserve Board. Was he murdered?
Yes.
Oh, and why was he murdered?
He was going to spill the beans, shall we say.
Oh, okay. Anything to add, Mary, to that?
No, that's good. That's good. That's what we wanted to know. Was he murdered because he was going to spill the beans?
Okay, and then on the Rothschild side, 37-year-old Alexandre, he's taken over for his 75-year-old father, who's David, and David is hiding out. Is this true that Alexandre is now in charge of the Rothschild family?
Yes.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Yes.
Oh, he's a mixed bag.
Correct.
Okay. Anything, Mary?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, you already asked that one. Wells Fargo has been fined approximately $1 billion for all their scamming people out of their homes on their mortgages, doing robo foreclosure. What's going to happen with this money? Is it going to go into the deep state's pocket, or is it going to go back to the people that will have lost their homes because of Wells Fargo?
The latter.
Cool. And about how long are these people looking at getting their money?
I'm afraid that's a somewhat lengthy process, year and a half, 2 years.
Okay. Mary, did you ask about the DNC suing Trump and Kushner and that for the 2016 elections?
No, you need to go into that. That can be developed. That's a big deal.
Okay. So is this going anywhere, or is the DNC just blowing hot air?
Well, if you back off and look at that from a little bit higher perspective, what they've done is akin to putting a knife blade to one's throat and offering the handle to any passerby.
Okay, that's what I was hearing, like they're cutting their own throat, because now it gives Trump and his team to go say, now produce all these documents. So, okay.
Oh, it's better than that, too. But yeah.
And how is it better?
Not just the documents, but everything behind what they did has to come out, because it has to be part of discovery.
Ah.
They've opened themselves up. Totally.
So was it?
Yes.
The Democratic National Committee is committing suicide with this, I think.
So were some White Hats involved getting this to happen? Were some good guys pushing with inside the DNC to have them go for the lawsuit, and they knew what would happen because of it?
There was some suggestion given, yes.
Ah, okay. Mary, do you want me to wait?
No, go ahead
okay.
with that.
Basically,
the whole thing is a serious misjudgment by the deep state masquerading as the Democratic Party right now. Something like that.
It's kind of like a blindness that one gets when they are so focused on doing their opponent in.
Oh, so they make foolish decisions.
Yes.
Yes, because the emotion gets involved, and this whole thing about the Democratic National Committee has been very emotional.
Yes.
And so they're making bad choices as far as their own lifespan. Yes. Okay.
Blindness.
Okay, Kane, I don't pronounce his first name correctly. Kanan West, the famous entertainer, musician. A few months ago, he was on like a talk show, and it was like all of a sudden mentally he wasn't there, and it was like he was programmed and the programming had a glitch in it. And now he seems great. He's doing really good, and he supports Trump. What was happening with him a while ago? Was that actually him or a clone? Or what is going on with him?
Point in time, he was being upgraded by the Arcturians.
Oh, cool. Well, they had a funny time, and that was funny timing that happened. Okay.
Well, their considerations about timing are somewhat different than yours.
Yeah. Oh, understood. Okay. Over in Turkey, there's an Andrew Brunson who supposedly is a...
Cindy?
Christian.
Cindy,
yes.
can you hold and let
sure.
us take Thomas and then come back to you?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Thomas, are you there?
I'm in awe of Cindy's questions. My goodness. Very well. Very, very good. I have a couple quick questions, and that is... I had a conversation with a friend who has two daughters, and I've known the family for years, and he is no longer inviting me into his home because I had said something to one of his daughters, and I related a little bit this the other day to Mary, and I'm just kind of wondering where they're coming from and why they would be so upset for my having said something, which I thought was appropriate and needed to be said, and I was highly complimentary of the daughter when I spoke to her and assured her that I thought she was very bright and that she was interested in some of the things I was, and so I just told her that don't be afraid to continue to ask questions. And do you have any comments for my insight?
Some parents insist on setting the environment of their children's heads.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. It never works. But some try to do it very,
yeah.
very hard. That is my comment.
Thank you. That says it all. Thank you. Secondly, I started interested in taking a drama class in Mount Shasta, and I am impressed with the teacher, but I'm a little nervous about him. Just his personality can be acerbic, and I just was, any thoughts about that?
I invite you to do this And I invite you to give your characters free rein.
Okay. Shall be done.
Good.
Shall be done.
You will enjoy it.
I also thank you. I talked to Mary about coming back to Hawaii, and I'd love to come back, but it just doesn't seem at the moment that it would be a good idea. And can you give me some indication of when it might be a good idea? That's a loaded question on my part, as you can well aware.
Yeah. July 17th.
Okay. Sounds exciting. All right. Well, I will.
I think you will find it.
Okay. Can we expect something pretty quick here? I keep wondering about the abundance that we all are going to be sharing. I'm just kind of curious. I know the timelines are very, very fluid, but is it beginning to look like May flowers?
I would say closer to July.
Okay. All right. That's okay. I've been patient this long. Why not a few more months? All right. I'm sorry?
How would it serve you not to be patient?
It was broken. I didn't get the first part of the answer. Thank you.
How would it serve you to not be patient?
How would it serve me not to be patient?
Yes.
Good question. Sometimes I think impatience is good. I don't mind being impatient, but I think it wouldn't serve me in this particular instance.
Correct.
So, anyway. Well, thank you. Is there anything else you would like to say to me before I defer back to Cindy?
I would encourage you to be light and to be airy and to be fun.
I think the drama class is a good place to begin.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, if I may, forgive me, Cindy. There was an incident that happened last Saturday morning with a friend, and I chose to actually have her wait for me while I was in the post office. And it seemed to be like there were a couple levels to what was going on, not only with me, but with her. And it was interesting to me that we were going to go to a class, actually the drama teacher, he teaches another class, and I realized that maybe I didn't really want to go. Number two, I was stalling in a way. And number three, it was back to that thing that you mentioned a few weeks ago about humility and not stepping forward and say, look, to the people who were in front of me. And very easily I could have said, you know, I just need to get a money order, please. And could you let me in, as I have something I have to get to? And then my friend's reaction, too. Maybe this deserves a longer explanation on your part, but maybe not. Are any thoughts there?
I'm not sure what the question is, dear one.
The question is that, why did I do what I did? I mean, I really was saddened by my behavior, and it was a curious kind of thing, and it brought out in my friend some issues or an issue. And I just, is there something there that I wasn't looking at that I haven't said?
In truth, you were simply holding back a part of yourself that did not serve to have held back.
All right. Your answer is appropriate. Yeah. I said it in other words too, I think, in terms of
you
my
kind
being.
Of said, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm done. Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Take care. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. My question tonight is, will I be changing locations in the near future? And thank you for your answer.
Tell me what near means.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Tell me what near means.
Let's say in 2 months' time.
Thereabouts, yeah.
In 2 months' time, huh? Okay, will I be experiencing with my sacred soul union partner?
Will you allow that?
Yes, I definitely will.
So be it.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Take care. Cindy, you're back?
Yes. I'm going to be getting 1,000 milligram CBD oil, and I have glaucoma in my left eye, and I've been working on that. It's seeing that it's healthy and it's pointing straight forward instead of off to the left. Should I put that CBD oil directly on the eye?
Yes, but I have a question for you, if I might.
Yes.
What is it that you don't want to see?
That was another question I was going to ask you. I have no clue. I don't know if it's from this lifetime, some other lifetimes. It's just maybe, I don't know. Can you please help me out?
Might I suggest that it involves a certain person that used to be part of your household?
A female? Recently?
Yes.
Well, this has started before I moved to Arizona. So would we be talking about my mother?
Yes, we would.
Okay, I thought I had that all resolved, but I guess not.
Not quite.
Any suggestions on how to resolve that?
I suggest that you have a call with these two and explore what you could do about that.
With my mother?
with Mary and Rod.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I was going to say, in the 3D, I can't call my mom. She's not here anymore. Okay, I'll do that. And then Merlin's been helping me with something and has been telling me to have it just intend and believe it's there. It's concerning a monetary thing. And I'm sort of afraid to ask because then it's saying I'm not believing, I think. I don't know. But will this monetary thing occur by May 1st? Because if not, these people live in a different country. They're an extreme minority, and they will be out on the street. There's no resources there like in the United States. And I'm concerned because the female is 17. They would have no place to live, and she's white in a majorly, majorly black, corrupt country. So is my intention going to occur?
Without a doubt.
Thank you. I did something. I love Dolores Cannon, and found out about everything is alive and has consciousness. So last night I put my hands on the computer screen with my bank account open, and I asked the software to talk to the bank in Switzerland to open the account. So that has helped to have it occur.
There's some doubt?
No. I was so grateful. I did not realize. I've been going around the house to the chairs going, thank you. And I go to the toilet going, oh, thank you for so much. And I'm sorry you have such a shitty job, but thank you. And things like that. So I love her books. So, Mary, I'll shut up. It's almost time for the call. Is there anything else I need to know? And thank you for being here tonight.
The thing that you need to realize right down to your toes is that you are potent.
Okay. And then I'll ask some of my other questions next week. Thank you very much for being here, and I'm truly grateful in my heart. Very grateful you're here. Thank you.
Most welcome, dear.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy, so much. Okay, we are getting close to out of time. And so, Draw Cool, is there something you would like to leave with our callers and listeners as a final thought?
You can.
Mm-hmm. That's wide open.
Certainly is, isn't it?
Yes, okay, you can. All right, I love that. Okay, I'm going to write that down. Thank you so very much, Talk Cool, for being here. We're very honored. I'm very grateful. And we appreciate you. Okay.
You're most welcome, my dear. Namaste.
Namaste.